Get ready to dive into the whirlwind world of America's sweetheart, Taylor Swift. Join us on the podcast, Taylor Swift Today, for your dose of all things Tay-Tay. From all the scoop on her highly anticipated album, The Tortured Poets Department, to the latest gossip, tours, and more, it's time to shake off the haters and embrace the enchanting universe of Taylor Swift. Follow Taylor Swift Today, your ultimate Swift-obsessed podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm here. It's Christmas Eve. I survived the dentist. I'm about 3 hours after having a tooth pulled, so let's knock out a podcast before I swell up. Conan O'Brien went political and asked, I'm puzzled why President Trump hasn't called the new strain of COVID the British virus. Switching topics, Conan also tweeted, I hate Christmas shopping. I never know which vaccine to get my wife. Tim Dillon said, I've never said Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays to anyone. I say, excuse me, and I was actually in line. Harrison Greenbaum asked, are you really surprised by the $600? We tinkled all over Donald Trump in November, and now he's throwing some hundreds at us as he walks out the door. It's what he does. And I really like this one by James Cook, who tweets, 101 Things to Do with Binary is a much shorter book than I expected. I'd love to tell you these things are coming up in advance, but, you know, I find out about them and they sell out in 3 seconds. But I don't know, maybe you can get lucky and somehow get in to see Dave Chappelle and Joe Rogan. They are teaming up for more shows in Austin. The new shows, January 12, 13, 15, 22, and 23. If you're in Austin, hope they're not sold out, but I bet they are. Hey, that Steve Buscemi fundraiser raised over $150,000. This was Tuesday night in support of Friends of Firefighters. Some of the people on there, Judd Apatow, Julie Bowen, Kevin James, Colin Quinn, Chris Rock, and of course, Adam Sandler. Sandler reflected on his time working on 2007's I Now Pronounce You Chuck and Larry, in which he and co-star Kevin James play two straight single Brooklyn firefighters who pretend to be a gay couple in order to receive domestic partner benefits. Sandler noted how it was a pleasure getting to work alongside real firefighters for his role, and how anytime he walks around New York City, he enjoys stopping by local fire stations to greet firefighters. Adam said, they just have the greatest energy. Sandler did not comment on how he would not be able to make that movie in 2020. Also, no mention of the potato chip murder. You know that. That is a proposed Netflix movie which would star Adam Sandler as a construction worker, bullied by his co-workers, one of those co-workers played by Bill Burr. The great Sarah Cooper will play some sort of attorney in the film if we can get Netflix to pick up the potato chip murder. From The Hollywood Reporter, after Asian Americans turned out in record numbers in the presidential election, Brad Jenkins and Mina Harris's phenomenal productions joined forces with the Indian American Impact Fund, aka Impact, to mobilize voters in Georgia. I'm going somewhere with this. When Georgia's Republican Senator David Perdue mocked Vice President-elect Kamala Harris's name at an October rally, his comments sparked an uproar. After the clip of him mispronouncing Harris's name went viral, South Asians and allies rallied with a hashtag My Name Is online campaign. Now, thanks to Phenomenal Productions, the My Name Is campaign has been revived for a video that's part of a series slated to run ahead of the U.S. Senate runoff in Georgia on January 5th. You've probably heard about that runoff. Kamal Nanjiani said, South Asian Americans have helped build this country, even though at times we've been pushed aside and put down or made into a punchline. In 2020, when our leaders insulted and disrespected us, they know exactly what they're doing, and so do we. Cal Penn said, back in the day, I started going by Cal Penn to help get a job, and I'm happy to give Senator David Perdue some tips on finding a new one of his own. Hey, bad news for me, Ted Lasso, which is the number one funny thing of 2020 on my list. If you missed Sunday's episode, go back and listen. Ted Lasso, the thing that makes me so happy, it's only going to go 3 seasons. Come on, really? I bet the Sarah Cooper sitcom goes like 15 seasons. Why can't Ted Lasso last? Bill Lawrence, one of the show's creators, was on the Scrubs podcast. You know, the one where Zach Braff is kind of fun and Donald Faison's a little too much and they put out too many episodes every week. Dial it down, guys. 1 a week is fine, not 2, says the guy who does 7 a week. Bill Lawrence told the Scrubsers that Ted Lasso does not suffer from the need to surpass the success of previous seasons as much as other popular shows like The Mandalorian. Why compare to that? Because it has been designed to be finite. Ted Lasso is a 3-season show. Ugh. The only way I think a 4th season of Ted Lasso exists would be if Ted Lasso went and coached a soccer team that played about a block from Jason's house in real life. You know what I mean? He's got young kids. All right, so we just got to throw money at Jason Sudeikis. We can solve this. Lawrence also implied that the Sudeikis has family commitments that discourage prolonged periods of filming overseas, making a fourth season of the show very unlikely. Yo, talk to the Mandalorian people. They've got that, what's it called? They've got that cool theater tech now. They did a whole season without even leaving the house. We can solve this, Bill Lawrence. Ted Lasso's second season, due to begin filming in London in January, with a late 21 or early 22 premiere on Apple TV. Oh, that's so far away. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery doing? Now, a week ago, I was feeling great. Was feeling kind of refreshed. This week, kind of worn down a little bit. I had to go see a bunch of people, been running around. You know, sometimes you just want to sit in the chair and watch some television, right? It could be easy to ignore your social battery. You spread yourself too thin. I kind of did that last week, but like it was good for me. You know, yeah, I want to see my friends, but I'm human. So I both want to see my friends, but I also just want to sit in the chair and watch some TV. You know what I'm saying? What's the right amount of socializing for you? How do you recharge? Do you thrive around people or maybe you need some alone time? For me this week, it's alone time. Well, therapy can help give you the self-awareness to build a social life that does not drain your battery. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's online. The design, awesome. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, suited to your schedule. What you do is you fill out a brief questionnaire. They'll match you with a licensed therapist. And, you know, if for some reason you and the therapist are like, you know, I'm not feeling it, you know, you can switch. No additional charge. You just switch. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/DCN today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DCN. Visit BetterHelp.com/DCN today. Get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DCN. Charge those batteries. All right, you got some time? I'm going to click here on the laugh buttons. 35 best comedy specials and albums of 2020. This might take a minute here, so buckle up. Number 35, Felipe Esparza's Bad Decisions. I'm not going to comment on everyone. 34, Pete Davidson, Alive from New York. 33, Dan Cummins, Get Out of Here, Devil. I like Dan a lot. I think I bowled with him one night. I was drunk, and I think Dan was drunk. And I think that was Dan, and I think it was in Chicago. I was definitely drunk at bowling, but I think Dan. Anyway, he's number 33. 32, Pat McGann's When's Mom Gonna Be Home? A lot of buzz on Pat McGann this year. He has been Sebastian Maniscalco's opener. That will help. 31, Michelle Buteau's Welcome to Batopia. 30, Mike Cannon, Life Begins. 29, Middleditch and Schwartz. 28, Kevin Hart, Zero F's Given. That's the special that, you know, Netflix says is number one and civilians don't seem to care and laugh button put in the middle of a list. Okay. 27, Ian Bagg's Everybody Wants Some. Do yourself a favor. Pay attention when other comics talk about Ian Bagg. It will tell you everything you need to know about him. He's a comedian that other comics make a point to watch when on stage. That is high praise and always a good thing. Bagg works a crowd with a delivery and pace like no other. He rolls the room with a barrage of jokes and zingers that are as relentless as they are funny. I haven't seen that one. I want to check that out now. 26, Sam J's 3 in the Morning. That was in my top three. You need to watch that. 25, Sarah Tolomash. Am I saying her name right? Voluptuous Boy. In March, the weekend before Live Venue sat down, Sarah, however you say her name, recorded her debut comedy album at the New York Comedy Club. The result is the documentation of a razor-sharp joke writer with a unique perspective of the world. Don't know that one. 24, Whitner Thomas's The Golden One. 23, Joe List, I Hate Myself. Joe's really solid. Check him out. 22, Matt Bronger, Please Hold Me. 21, Beth Stelling's Girl Daddy. A lot of buzz on that this year. 20, Jesus Trejo's Stay at Home Son. 19, Jerry Seinfeld's 23 Hours to Kill. This is ranked way too high. That was not Jerry at his peak at all. 18, Mark Normand, Out to Lunch, definitely should be ahead of Jerry. This next one, 17, Eddie Pepitone, For the Masses. All of a sudden in the last week, every article I read is talking about this special, but nobody talked about it when it came out. Eddie Pepitone, For the Masses, is getting a lot of late in the year buzz. 16 is Tim Heidecker's An Evening with Tim Heidecker. Nice enough special. I got fatigued with it and I kind of bailed. 15, Kyle Kinane, one of my favorite comics, Trampoline in a Ditch. Kyle, 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 get on that train. 14, Sam Morril's I Got This. He's got a lot of buzz this year. 13, Maria Bamford, Weakness is the Brand, Maria doing Maria things. 12, Doug Stanhope, also one of my favorites. The Dying of a Last Breed, love Stanhope. Number 11, Mark Maron's End Times Fun. I did have that in my top 10. I love Maron. Number 10 is Hannibal Buress's Miami Nights. Talked about this in the past. I love Hannibal. I did not like that special because the way they chose to edit it couldn't make it through, man. And I love Hannibal. Number 9, Lewis Black, Thanks for Risking Your Life. That feels way too high to me. 8, Leslie Jones, Time Machine. That feels way too high to me. 7, Taylor Tomlinson, Quarter Life Crisis. Also feels high to me, but I know there's a lot of buzz on her. So, okay, fine. She's an up-and-comer. 6, Patton Oswalt's I Love Everything. 5, Bert Kreischer, Hey Big Boy. I think Bert deserves better. 4, Jim Gaffigan, The Pale Tourist, wins a Lifetime Achievement Award from The Laugh Button. You're putting that 4th? Have you heard everything else on your own list that I've already read? Jim Gaffigan at 4? He won't even call you back if you help his career. 3, Jim Jeffries, Intolerant. Number 2, Eric Andre's Legalize Everything. And good choice at number 1, Tom Segura, Ball Hog. Now, who's not on the list? You're paying attention? You heard me read 35 names. Who wasn't on the list? Sarah Cooper. You know Sarah. She pantomimes Donald Trump videos on TikTok. She also had a Netflix special. How many reviews did I read to you that said, oh my God, Sarah Cooper is such a refreshing breath of comedy and one of the great comedians of 2020? How many articles did I read to you that all said that special was great? It's not in the top 35. Good job, Laugh Button. You have escaped the tyranny of the crowdthink, where everybody went, oh, we're all supposed to like Sarah Cooper, so we better write how much we like Sarah Cooper. Laugh Button did not play along because that special is not funny. That is your comedy news for today. Merry Christmas. Oh, no, wait. I forgot I had one more story. It is. Jewish comedy on Christmas in Chinese restaurants is an annual tradition in San Francisco. This year in St. Louis, some comedians are doing Kung Pao kosher comedy. Kung Pao's is a takeoff on the tradition of Jews going to a Chinese restaurant and a movie on Christmas. The brainchild of San Francisco-based Jewish comedian Lisa Geduldig, Kung Pao solves the age-old question, what are Jews supposed to do on Christmas? Created in 1993, Kung Pao was the country's first Jewish comedy on Christmas in a Chinese restaurant show. The event caters to over 2,000 people every December. Kung Pao features Yiddish proverbs in its fortune cookies, including with one tukus, you can't dance at two weddings, which will be available through the event at the website. Due to the pandemic, the 28th annual Kung Pao kosher comedy will take place virtually on Zoom and YouTube Live. Audiences worldwide will be able to attend and be encouraged to order Chinese takeout from their local Chinese restaurants or cook recipes of Chinese dishes. I have actually been craving Chinese all day, especially with the tooth extraction. I was told to eat soft food, so there is some chicken lo mein in my near future. All right, 7 p.m. Central Time. They're going to make me convert, right? That's 8 East, 5 West. That's today, Christmas Eve, or not at all Christmas Eve, if you are one of the people celebrating this Jewish Christmas tradition. So regular old December 24th, 8 East, 5 West, and on regular old December 25th. 4 p.m. Central, so that's 5 East, 2 West. This is so confusing. Just go to koshercomedy.com. All right, now we're done. That's your comedy news for today. Tomorrow, I'm going to publish the episode a little later. So normally on a weekday, I put this out at 5:30, and on the weekend, I do 7 a.m. I'm going to put it out at 9 a.m. tomorrow because the Christmas people are going to sleep in and open some presents, and the rest of you are going to be hungover from doing Kung Pao Christmas, whatever it is I just read. So everybody sleep in, but you'll have a fresh episode tomorrow at 9 o'clock. It is about late period Simpsons. I've had this in the can for some time, but the episode came out really well. Saturday is a normal episode. I'll tell you about Dave Chappelle's new comedy club, and we will look at the Guardians top 10 comedy shows of 2020. And in Saturday's episode, yeah, I already taped it, there's another slow burn about Sarah Cooper. Say it with me. You know Sarah Cooper. She pantomimes to Donald Trump on TikTok. Merry Christmas.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.